Explain who Tove Jansson was, how Moomin Valley began, and why a gentle story world can still talk about fear, freedom, family, and belonging. What fictional place do you remember from a book, film, or TV show? Can a story for children also be serious for adults? Why do people sometimes feel close to imaginary characters? Moomin Valley is one of the best-known story worlds from Finland. It is calm, strange, funny, and sometimes a little sad. At first, it may look like a simple world for children, but when you look more closely, it becomes a serious place for thinking about home, danger, kindness, freedom, and people who feel different. The Moomin stories were created by Tove Jansson, a Finnish author and artist. She was born in Helsinki in 1914 and died in 2001. Jansson belonged to Finland's Swedish-speaking minority, and she wrote the original Moomin books in Swedish. This is an important detail. She was Finnish, but her literary language was Swedish. The first Moomin book, The Moomins and the Great Flood, was published in 1945, just after a hard period in European history. The stories grew into books, comic strips, picture books, theater, television, animation, museums, and international translations. But the most important question is not only, why are the Moomins famous? A better question is, why does Moomin Valley still feel meaningful to so many people? Tove Jansson was not only a children's writer. She was also a painter, illustrator, comic artist, and author of books for adults. This wide artistic life matters because the Moomin stories are not only cute entertainment. They came from a serious artist who thought deeply about images, words, and human feelings. Jansson grew up in an artistic family in Helsinki. Her father was a sculptor and her mother was an illustrator. In a home like that, art was not a hobby on the side. It was part of daily life. Drawing, making, and imagining were normal ways to understand the world. This helps explain why Moomin Valley feels visual and alive. The stories are not only told through sentences. They are also shaped by drawings, weather, rooms, forests, boats, islands, and faces. Jansson built a world that readers can almost enter. Many learners hear Finnish author and expect the books to be written in Finnish. Tove Jansson's case is more interesting. Finland has both Finnish-speaking and Swedish-speaking communities, and Jansson wrote in Swedish. Later, the stories were translated into many languages. This language background gives the Moomin world a special position. It belongs to Finland, but it also travels easily. It feels Nordic because of its forests, sea, islands, long winters, and summer light. At the same time, the feelings in the stories are not only Nordic. Readers in many countries understand fear, loneliness, friendship, and the wish for a safe home. A good story can be local and international at the same time. Moomin Valley feels connected to Finland, but it does not require the reader to know Finland perfectly. It uses local atmosphere to talk about very human questions. The first Moomin book appeared in 1945. That date matters. Europe had just lived through war, fear, loss, and uncertainty. The Moomin stories are not direct war reports, but their early world has danger, movement, searching, and the need to find safety. In The Moomins and the Great Flood, the characters look for home and protection. This is a simple story idea, but it carries a deep feeling. After a difficult time, a safe valley is not just a pretty place. It becomes a dream of shelter. This is one reason the stories are stronger than they first appear. They do not say everything is always easy. Instead, they show that comfort can exist near fear. A warm house matters more when the world outside is dark, wet, or uncertain. Moomin Valley is a fictional valley where the Moomin family and many visitors live or arrive. It often feels peaceful. There are trees, water, a home, meals, and quiet routines. But it is not a perfect world where nothing happens. Storms come, strangers arrive, characters leave and return. Some want company, while others want to be alone. Some are brave, some are anxious, and some do not fit easily into a group. Because of this, Moomin Valley feels more like a living community than a simple fairy tale background. The valley is important because it can hold different moods. It can be funny, cozy, dangerous, lonely, or mysterious. A place like that gives readers room for their own feelings. One strong idea in Moomin stories is the balance between safety and adventure. A home is important, but staying home forever is not the only way to live. Characters go outside, meet danger, travel, explore, and sometimes make mistakes. This balance is very human. Most people want both comfort and freedom. We want a place to return to, but we also want new experiences. If a story has only safety, it may feel boring. If it has only danger, it may feel exhausting. Moomin Valley gives both. For B1 Speaking, this is a useful topic because it connects to real life. Students can talk about family, travel, independence, risk, rest, and personal space. The story world becomes a door into adult conversation. Moomin Valley often welcomes unusual guests. Some characters are shy. Some are difficult. Some stay for a while and then leave. Some want to belong, but they do not know how. This is one reason many readers feel close to the stories. Belonging does not mean everyone must become the same. In Janssen's world, a community can include people who need silence, people who ask questions, people who make trouble, and people who come from outside. The valley is not perfect, but it often makes space for difference. This idea is serious. Many people know the feeling of being an outsider. A story that says there is room for you can be powerful, especially when it does not say it in a heavy or moral way. It shows the idea through meals, visits, journeys, small conflicts, and quiet kindness. Nature is not only decoration in Janssen's stories. Forests, the sea, storms, seasons, islands, and long quiet spaces shape the feeling of the Moomin world. Nature can be beautiful, but it can also be powerful and frightening. Janssen herself spent important time near the sea, and island life became part of her imagination. The sea can suggest freedom because it is open and wide, but it can also suggest risk because weather changes and people can be separated. This makes nature in the stories feel honest. It is not just a pretty postcard. It reminds readers that life includes beauty and danger together. A safe home and a wild landscape need each other in the same story. The Moomin stories began as literature and drawings, but they became much bigger. They moved into comic strips, picture books, television, animation, theater, exhibitions, products, and museums. Today, many people know Moomins first from animation or design goods, not from the original books. This can be both useful and risky. A larger cultural world helps new people discover the stories. A museum, TV series, or translated book can bring a reader into Janssen's work. But popularity can also make a serious story look only like a cute brand. For that reason, it is helpful to return to Tove Janssen herself. The heart of the Moomin world is not only merchandise or nostalgia. It is an artist's way of thinking about home, fear, love, independence, and the right to be unusual. The Moomin stories still feel modern because they do not give simple answers to every problem. Some characters need friendship. Others need distance. Some problems are solved. Others are accepted. The stories often respect complicated feelings. This is useful for modern readers. Many people today talk about mental health, identity, personal space, family pressure, and the need to belong without losing yourself. Janssen wrote before these topics were discussed in exactly the same language, but her stories often touch the same human questions. Moomin Valley also feels modern because it is gentle without being empty. A gentle story can still be serious. It can speak softly about fear, independence, loss, and hope. Sometimes a quiet story can stay with readers longer than a loud one. What is this lesson mainly about? It is about Tove Jansson, the beginning of the Moomin stories, and why Moomin Valley still feels meaningful. What makes a fictional place feel real to readers? Why is it important that Jansson was also an artist? Because her drawings, visual thinking, and artistic background helped make Moomin Valley feel alive. Do you prefer stories with strong pictures, strong words, or both? Why is Jansson's language background interesting? She was Finnish, but she wrote the original Moomin books in Swedish, and the stories later traveled through translation. Can a story from one country speak to people in many countries? Why does the year 1945 matter for the first Moomin book? It came just after a hard period of war and uncertainty, so the search for safety feels important. Why do people need comforting stories after difficult times? Why is Moomin Valley more than a peaceful background? Because it includes storms, visitors, loneliness, change, danger, and many different moods. What kind of story place do you like? Safe, dangerous, funny, mysterious, or mixed? What two needs do the Moomin stories often balance? They balance the need for safety and the need for adventure or freedom. In your life now, do you want more safety or more adventure? What does belonging mean in Moomin Valley? It means people can be different and still have a place in the community. What helps a newcomer feel welcome in a group? How does nature work in the Moomin stories? Nature creates beauty, danger, freedom, loneliness, and atmosphere. It is not only decoration. Which natural place affects your mood most? Forest, sea, mountain, city park, or river? What is one risk when Moomins become a large cultural brand? People may see them only as cute products and forget the serious ideas in the stories. Can a famous character stay meaningful after it becomes a product? Why can the Moomin stories feel modern today? They respect complicated feelings about friendship, distance, identity, home, fear, and hope. Do quiet stories sometimes feel stronger than dramatic stories? Speaking practice questions. Why is Tove Jansson more than only a children's writer? Why does it matter that she was Finnish but wrote the original books in Swedish? How did the time after war affect the feeling of the first Moomin story? What makes Moomin Valley feel safe, and what makes it feel dangerous? Why do outsiders and unusual guests matter in the stories? Moomin Valley is not important only because it is famous or cute. It is important because Tove Jansson created a world where safety and danger, family and independence, humor and sadness, and belonging and solitude can exist together. Jansson's life as a Finnish, Swedish-speaking artist helped shape this world. Her stories grew from local Nordic atmosphere, but they reached international readers because the feelings are widely human. Many people know what it means to search for home, to feel different, to need freedom, or to want a place where they are accepted. The biggest lesson may be this: a serious story does not always need a loud voice. Sometimes a valley, a storm, a warm house, and a few unusual visitors can help readers talk about the most important parts of life.